This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Here at the start of shopping season, Colorado shoppers are expected to return to stores in person this year. CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports.
Real estate services firm CBRE says Denver malls like Park Meadows and Cherry Creek are going to see a rebound this year, following a slowdown during the pandemic as people avoided in-person shopping. In a new report, CBRE says total holiday sales in the U.S. are expected to rise more than 10% this year, with in-store sales rising 8%. A lot of people still plan to shop online, though. Internet sales are forecast to account for 20% of holiday sales, according to the report. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Demand at Colorado's largest food banks is high to start the holiday season. Food Bank of the Rockies says the number of meals it's delivered so far this year is 35% higher than usual. Erin Pulling is the food bank's chief executive. She says higher food costs and debt from the pandemic's economic ups and downs have driven the need.
We're continuing to see many clients who have never in their entire lives needed help with food assistance before now.
Pulling says she expects demand to remain high through the holidays and that people can help by volunteering and donating to their local food bank. Colorado's two native tribes have joined a formal request for more involvement when it comes to decisions related to the Colorado River. Daryl Vigil is a member of the Jicarilla Apache Nation and co-director of the Water and Tribes Initiative. He says there needs to be a legal change to allow for more tribal inclusion in those decisions.
Anything that goes on right now in terms of commitments, promises, whatever you want to call it, is kind of meaningless because it's not backed up by the existing law and policy.
Leaders of 20 tribes in the Colorado River Basin have signed a letter sent to Interior Secretary Deb Haaland. It's mostly sunny across Colorado today and tomorrow and through the weekend and into next week. Temperatures staying cool in the 60s around Denver and along the Front Range, 50s in Grand Junction today and through the weekend. This is CPR News.